In the past, English food has often been described as boring and tasteless. But times have certainly changed, and now many restaurants, particularly in London, serve interesting dishes, and people enjoy cooking lovely meals for their friends. So now, English food is officially delicious. Or is it? I'm Yvonne Archer and you're listening to Entertainment from bbclearningenglish.com.
BBC Learning English. Everyday English. Every day.
Digby Anderson was director of Britain's Social Affairs Unit, which looks at issues affecting society and at how individuals can be more responsible. But he's now retired and has just written a book called The English at Table, in which he expresses some very strong opinions. Digby thinks English food is awful because we're lazy and ignorant. We don't know enough about food or much else. So, what do English people eat? Which five places does Digby say we have to look in to find out?
If you want to know what the English eat, you don't look at high-quality restaurants. 97% of English people don't go to them anyway. What you look at is what they eat in airports, on the streets, in hospitals where the food is vile, in schools where we now know the food is awful, anywhere, especially in the home, because they still eat in the home.
So, according to Digby Anderson, if we want to know what English people eat, it's not worth looking in what he calls high-quality restaurants. Restaurants where the best food is served, because 97% of us don't go to them. I'm not sure that many of my friends would agree.
What you look at is what they eat in airports, on the streets, in hospitals where the food is vile, in schools where we now know the food is awful, anywhere, especially in the home, because they still eat in the home.
Airports, on the streets, in hospitals, in schools, and at home are all places where English people can be found eating. But did you notice the adjective Digby used to describe English hospital food? He said it's vile. It's so terrible that it's sickening.
BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
Of course, food outside the home can be vile and unhealthy. And that's why there's nothing better than a home-cooked meal eaten around the family table. But is this always the case? Where does Digby think most English families eat their meals? And who does he say does most of the cooking?
They don't, of course, eat at tables. 40% don't have a table to eat off. They eat off sofas, where the food goes mostly down the back of the sofa. And they don't eat together at home. The people that do the cooking at home, which is mostly the wives and mothers, rarely go shopping. They shop as seldom as they possibly can. It isn't that they don't like shopping. They shop for anything. They love shopping, but not food.
Oh, dear. Digby is quite rude about the English and their food. He says that 40% of English people don't have tables to eat off, so they don't even own a dining table where they can eat their meals. They usually eat while sitting on sofas, and that's where a lot of the food goes, down the back of the sofa. And who does most of the cooking? Yes, he says the wives and mothers, the women, who love shopping, but apparently not for food.
They shop carelessly, they don't cook carefully, they're not practiced in what they do, and as a result, their families can't be bothered to come together to eat.
Digby thinks that people aren't practiced in cooking. They don't do it often enough to become good at it. Allegra McCafferty is about to publish a new colour cookbook of her own, and has this advice for us all so that we can eat well.
You need to plan your menus, you need to plan when you're going to shop, where you're going to shop and what you're going to eat. And with a little bit of planning, you can eat well with very little time input.
If we plan what we're going to eat and when we're going to shop for it, eating well shouldn't be too difficult. And as Allegra put it, we can eat well with very little time input, without spending too much time preparing the food. Perhaps Digby agrees. Let's hear what they have to say to each other.
It is no use thinking that you can not bother to cook all week and then do one big meal on Sunday, or that you can just wait until you have some people around for a dinner party. You've got to do it every day, otherwise you might as well give up.
Well, I think every day isn't realistic in this day and age. Everyone works hard. I mean, everyone I know works very hard. They don't get home till late.
While Digby believes that people should cook every day, Allegra thinks that this is unrealistic. It's not really possible because people work very hard and get home late. But Digby simply says that's nonsense. Perhaps you think he has a point. Is it important for families to eat together? And are home-cooked meals always the best, even if we're not very good at cooking?
BBC. LearningEnglish.com.